The Green Nuclear Deal. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by the Capital One Saver Card, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. Michael Schellenberger is a certified tree hugger.
Absolutely, my entire life.
He runs the website environmentalprogress.org, but he has annoyed many of his fellow environmentalists by arguing that there's only one way to cut carbon emissions to zero.
There has never been a successful Green New Deal that wasn't basically nuclear.
He says that solar farms and wind farms have a fatal flaw. They will always have to go hand in hand with traditional natural gas plants.
You always have to have a natural gas plant ready to burn gas and produce electricity whenever the sun goes behind a cloud or the wind stops blowing.
So that we can never get to zero emissions, even as we cover the natural landscape with monster windmills and dark panels. Whereas a nuclear plant is no bigger than the plant that's already there. It's already connected to the grid, and the fuel is as compact as it gets.
You don't need to use a lot of uranium. I mean, the amount of uranium in a can of Coke is enough to provide all the energy that I need for my entire life.
Michael Schellenberger says to get to zero emissions, the U.S. would need to build 400 more nuclear plants. The number currently under construction, one. But maybe there's a grand bargain here. Republicans stop denying climate change, and Democrats stop denying nuclear power. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.